All right, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. I hope you guys are all right. Happy New Year. Hope you had a good Christmas and a nice break over New Year and probably getting ready to go back to work or whatever it is in the next couple of days. I hope that's not too stressful for you. But yes, it's been a busy old time over here at Oasis Podcast Towers. And and last night, New Year's Eve, you know, busy as it always often is, but then even more so because we got lots of stuff happening. So that's what we're going to be talking today. We're going to be talking about the new music that dropped yesterday, just snuck in to be 2023 releases. And then we're also going to be doing sort of the Oasis Podcast Awards, I suppose. There's only really three things to do. First off, we're going to be doing the sort of album of the year from Four Choices. We're going to be doing the single of the year, which comes down to sort of 13 choices. And I got you guys to score those all. So we'll give you the score so we can do those as a ranking. And then also event of the year, which is a bit of fun based on sort of Twitter polls that I did. And I did a bunch of Twitter predictions, some Oasis related, some otherwise. So I might just run through those as well. Just me today. Really, it was just a case of, oh God, we've got to come on and talk about this stuff because good old Liam and Noel dropping stuff on us right at the end of the year when we've already done our year roundup as we did last time. So, I can't remember whether we covered this when me and Richard covered this actually, or whether it dropped just after we'd recorded. But Noel did release the demo of Love Will Tear Us Apart. So yeah, so this was good to have, and I like Noel's vocal on it. I prefer this version to the version that he's done on when he's done it live. Just because, and obviously it's in the studio, so you can be a little bit more structured and, you know, a bit more polished. The problem I've always had with this is that, you know, the Ian Curtis's voice and the sound is so perfect for that song. The way that Noel kind of whispers it, he sings it quite wistfully. I don't really think it suits the song that well. But actually, this recorded version, I don't have as much of an issue with that, actually. I think it's really lovely. I think Noel sings it really well. The point remains, I still don't think it's an ideal choice. It wouldn't have been my choice for him to cover, but I like it. I like the instrumentation. I like his vocal. So, yeah, it's a nice addition to the canon, I suppose. So we thought that that was it. That was going to be kind of the last sort of pre-Christmas, pre-New Year sort of moment. And then, interestingly, I was sort of started getting messages on Twitter yesterday afternoon that there was like a Sky Sports montage and it had like a familiar track playing in the background. And so, so people were then sort of commenting on it. And it turns out, well, I'm pretty sure it is Just Another Rainbow, the John Squire, Liam Gallagher track that is going to be coming out in the new year. But this was like an instrumental version of it. And obviously, because it was playing as a montage, so it had kind of football commentary over the top of it. But then various clever people, including Maxi Gonzalez, have then tried to remove the football commentary and just put the sort of instrumental version and strip that out. So yeah, you can't really hear it that well. For what it is, I think it's really good. You know, I'm really looking forward to the actual song coming out. But you can hear it's cool. You can hear it's got that kind of 60s psychedelic, Beatlesy sort of Jimi Hendrix kind of feel, similar to sort of later period Oasis. You know, that sort of they often would do that sort of that style sound with that kind of bass line. Andy Bell, like, sort of doing the Taxman bass line, that sort of thing. So it's very much of that kind of ilk. But it's frustrating because you can't really hear it very well. But, you know, it does make me excited for when the actual track comes out, because this is pretty cool. But yeah, but right now in this sort of crappy form and without Liam's vocal, definitely lacking. But yes, this is exciting and I'm really looking forward to hearing it. And stop the clocks. This is James again, another day later, just as I'm editing and about to put it out earlier today. And what happens? Liam and John Squire release a short clip of the actual singing as well. So it's cool to hear the actual singing. You can actually hear it properly as well. So it's only about 15 seconds or whatever. But let's have a little bit of that. And then we'll go back in time to yesterday. All right, so then you think, all right, well, that's definitely it then. You know, there's nothing else is going to drop before the end of the year. We've kind of, I'd put out my sort of all my tweets sort of, you know, getting you guys to rank or not rank, getting you guys to score all of the different single releases that the Oasis guys have done this year. There's going to be nothing else coming out. And then yesterday evening, Noel drops a track called In A Little While. Demo. This is one, actually, he mentioned, I think, in an interview with Joe Wiley, that this was one. He was talking about it coming out on his acoustic album. So it's interesting whether this will then mean that this is sort of first track from that upcoming acoustic album, whether that will actually come out next year, or was it just literally, you know, just dropped as a bit of fun, a bit of a New Year present for us like he's done before. Don't know. But what a great little song. What a great song. Let's give you a little clip and then we'll jump back in. But I'm here right now and I will give them to you. Saying it's over, well, I don't believe it. You tell me it's gone, well, that can't be true. Yeah, so I really, really like this. It's another one in that vein of Think of a Number, Dead to the World, that have got that. You know, this does feel to me, whether it is or it isn't, it feels like it's been inspired by his divorce, because it just feels very sad and full of emotion. I mean, once again, like, you know, when the lyrics, I actually looked at the lyrics because I was out, I couldn't listen to it. But I looked at the lyrics before I heard it. And I was a bit like, oh, he's talking about writing songs, you know, that's what, and I just think, oh, don't do that, you know, like even in Dead to the World, he says, I'm going to write a song, it won't take me long, you know, you just think, oh, come on, don't do it. It's such a crutch to sort of lean on. And he does that here as well. So he says, the tune that I'm singing, I might have borrowed. The truth I'm telling might not be true. The gifts that I bring, they might be stolen, but I'm here right now. I'm going to give them to you. But actually, you know, I do think it works really well because, you know, because it is emotional and it does feel like he's singing about a lost love to me. The one thing I thought that the verse was great, and then the chorus when it kicks into that, they say it's over. Well, I don't believe it. They tell me it's gone, but that can't be true. And if it's lost, well, I'm going to find it. Turn me a page. Let's start anew. I almost felt like that was a bridge, and then it should have then had a chorus, but it doesn't. It goes back to the verse again. And then it goes back to that chorus. And then there is a bridge there, which is that yesterday's gone and I'm right behind it part. The storm, you know, goes to weather metaphor again. The storm, when it comes, let it rain down on me. It's sad that it's true, but you laid it on the line. And then to the outro, in a little while you'll be free, and in a little while we'll be free, and it just sort of repeats and repeats. So yeah, so it's sort of, I was hoping it would have a chorus earlier on, but then it doesn't. It has that sort of bridge section, which feels to me like a chorus, and then the outro feels like a chorus to me. It feels like that's the crescendo of the song at the end, that little bit. And I mean, his singing once again is beautiful. It's really, really simple, straightforward song. So the chord sequence is really, really simple. It's just D, G, D, G, D, G throughout the verse, and then the chorus is just A, G, A, G, A, G, A, E minor. So really, really simple stuff. I mean, this is simple for Noel. But I don't think that matters really. You know, the best songs in the world can be based on two or three chords. But yeah, it is really simple. It's really gorgeous, lovely melody, brilliantly produced. You know, even though it is really a demo, you know, I really like this sort of style, this very stripped down production. So yeah, great work from Noel, and a lovely little Christmas present or New Year's present just before the end of the year. All right, but let's look though. Did it suddenly sneak in to be the track of the year? Let's go through the rankings now of every track released by the Oasis Gang as a single. So what I'm saying here is it's officially a single. Obviously, these days you don't tend to get like physical releases on most singles. So it's just what is officially counted as a single, as in it was released to Spotify, it was released to Apple or whatever as a streaming track, as a streaming download. So that's what I'm kind of counting. But I'm not here including all of Andy Bell's stuff, because Andy Bell, often when especially when Andy Bell's done, you know, a year with a solo album or something, then we'll definitely include his stuff. But he's just been so busy this year. I'm not including all the Andy Bell stuff, because if you look at his singles, he did a remix of a Pastel track. He did a bunch of stuff with Massal. So the album I've looked at in the albums of the year, but then he did some singles. So Hallow Gallow came out as a live track. He did remixes of Dot Allison, Unchanged. And then they released a couple of singles from that Massal Andy Bell album. Murmuration of Warm Dappled Light on Her Back After Swimming, and Tidal Love Conversation in That Familiar Golden Orchard. Yeah, he also did a remix of a track by Richard Olson, and a track called Projected Sounds from the Electric Sound Station live session. And he did a remix for a Steve Curralt track, Steve Curralt, who was in Ride. So that's cool. And then Glock as well, so that's his other kind of name, did the tracks Dirty Hugs, Invocation, and That Time of Night, all came out this year as well. So a bunch of Andy Bell tracks and remixes came out this year, and you know, most of them are really good. You know, I do really like his stuff. You know, I will sort of tend to listen to all of it when it comes out. To be honest, not much of it sort of sticks with me massively, because a lot of it tends to be stripped back electronica or sort of dance music, which, you know, it's not huge amounts of melody or sort of catchy hooks. So it just tends to be like, you know, enjoyable background music is what I tend to find. It's just cool music to have on headphones while I'm working, or just on in the background, or, you know, it works really nicely. But yes, yeah, so amazing stuff from Andy all year, but I'm not including any of those in this sort of track ranking, to be honest, primarily because I don't think, you know, this is based on Twitter poll votes, and I don't think you guys have really listened to any of them. Or maybe a very, very few people have. And so therefore, you put a poll up, what you're going to score out of five, most people aren't going to listen to it. It's not like you have to kind of listen to it before you're allowed to vote. And so, yeah, so I haven't included those, but, you know, they are really good and definitely are worth your time. And I have put out, actually, a Oasis and related singles 2023 playlist that's got all of those Andy Bell tracks on it. And yeah, I think it's definitely worth a listen because they are very much enjoyable. But with that said, let's get on to the tracks that have made the Oasis-related track of the year. And there are 14 of them. So the one Andy Bell-related act that we are including here is Mantra of the Cosmos. So Mantra of the Cosmos have released two singles this year, and they've ended up being the bottom two tracks, probably unsurprisingly. They've released two tracks, X, What You're Saying, and that's come in last with an average score of 2.78, and then Gorilla Gorilla, which has got slightly better, 2.81. So I really like both of these. X, What You're Saying, has sort of, it starts off, it takes a while to get going, and the chorus goes like, X, what you're saying, and it sounds like, girl, what you doing, by the Beatles, which is quite ironic because obviously Zach Starkey's playing drums. So, yeah, and then it does, when it kicks on a little bit later and you get sort of horns kick in, then I think this is really cool in sort of that Screamadelica kind of way. So, and we know Andy loves Screamadelica, and obviously that's sort of around the same time as Happy Mondays and things. So that then I really like when that kicks in. It's a bit more chilled, a bit more kind of laid back. Gorilla Gorilla is sort of that kind of driving kind of, it's got that sort of house beat to it. I suppose, but it sort of reminds me a little bit of Dare by Gorillaz, because it's sort of, you know, just Sean Ryder repeating stuff over and over again. And then, this sort of cool beat in the background, which is fun. I do like it. I did enjoy it when it came out. I'll be honest, I was a little bit disappointed by it. I thought it, you know, when you sort of, people are describing things as like, oh, it's psychedelic and it's crazy and things, you think, oh, that would be great. And then it was just like, okay, doesn't really go anywhere massively for me, but it's a cool groove. So yeah, I did really like it. But yes, they are number 13 and 14. Okay, in 12th, we have I Don't Want to Be a Soldier Mama, I Don't Want to Die, Stripped Back Session. So we didn't even talk about this. I think me and Richard completely forgot about this when we did the the discussion last week. This was like a double A side, I suppose. There was the I Don't Want to Be a Soldier Mama, which was the John Lennon cover. And then there's also a stripped back version of Too Good for Giving Up, which I thought was actually really good. So we're counting it as one. But because I suppose that people probably have seen that the lead track is I Don't Want to Be a Soldier Mama, the score's not come out great. It's come out as 2.98 out of five. So just under 3 out of 5, which is pretty decent, I suppose. But yeah, the Too Good for Giving Up stripped back version I thought was really, really good. A crack of light, you're too good for giving up. Imposters and counterfeits, so-called low-lifes and misfits, reclaim your shame and dress it up in love. Tomorrow's waiting down the line, it's getting late. I Don't Want to Be a Soldier Mama. I probably preferred this version to the album version, but it wasn't an album version, but you know, it was a bonus track from the album. But still, I didn't think it was that great. You know, it wouldn't have been my choice to cover this. I know Liam probably loves the song, but I just wasn't that bothered about it. I think stick with, you know, with John Lennon. Do, you know, I mean, the Bless You cover was amazing, but this, yeah, not so much. So not too bothered about it. Okay, so that's in 12th. Then in 11th place, we have Love Will Tear Us Apart, the Noel cover that we just talked about that just came out a few days ago. That scored 3.16. And as I said, yeah, I don't think it's that great. I think it's fine. It's enjoyable for what it is, but a bit unnecessary. But, you know, better to have it than not have it. So, yes, all good. Happy with that. Into the top 10 now. We have the Pretty Boy Robert Smith remix. So Pretty Boy came out in 2022, so that doesn't count here. But the Pretty Boy Robert Smith remix came out as a single in 2023. So that is here. It's there at 3.36. I do probably prefer it, actually, to the original. I think it's got a little bit more going on. The guitars and stuff I quite like on this. So yeah, but still, Pretty Boy is not one of my favourite tracks. So yeah, this is probably, you know, probably around about where I'd have it, to be honest. I didn't think it's that amazing. But yeah, it's cool to have it. Into 9th place. Now, there were two Liam Gallagher live tracks released as singles from the Nebworth album. So we have in 9th, we have More Power Live, which scored 3.6 out of 5. I really like this, actually. And going back to it, you know, I know it's sort of a probably quite a divisive song because it's got that sort of choir on it and things, but I think with the Nebworth, I thought it worked really well, you know, and the way he sings like, yeah, never alone and things like that, I thought was really, really powerful. You know, being there, because I was at Nebworth watching it, it was really powerful. It worked really well, you know, and all the choir singing on it, the female backing singers singing on it were amazing. And yeah, and I think this version is really, really cool. So, yeah, I wouldn't have put it any higher than this, to be honest, because I think with these sort of things, when you rate them or rank them, it's like, well, you are also ranking the fact that it isn't a new release. You know, it's an older song that's come out? And then was the live version any different? Not massively. You know, I think obviously it's had to translate it in some way, but it's not like a complete rework or something different that would push it to a 4 or 5. So I think, 3.6 feels about right to me. All right, into 8th. Now we're getting into the Noel Gallagher singles that he released. Council Skies is first in 8th. It got 3.75 out of 5. And yeah, and I really like this song. It's a really strong one on the album. I know when I first reviewed it, I was just really struggling with the fact that it was so derivative. But I don't really feel that way anymore. I still feel it's derivative, but when I listen to the album, I just listen to it. It doesn't bother me. I hoped that would be the case, and it has been the case. I do really like this one. It's got a lovely sort of Mediterranean kind of vibe, and it's a cool track. So, yeah, really like that. 3.75, I think, is a fair score. Slightly ahead at number 7 is Open a Door, See What You Find, 3.83. Similar again, I really like that track. It's probably about the same, to be honest, as Council Skies to me, but it's got that sort of groovy Motowny feel that a lot of the album's got. So yeah, happy with that. At number 6, then, that is where, scoring 4 out of 5, where the new track has come in, like we just talked about. So I won't go into reviewing it all again, but in a little while, Demo scores 4 out of 5 and comes in 6. Yeah, I'd say that's probably fair. I'd probably have it a little bit higher, to be honest, because I think it's really, really good. It's a really impressive song, well produced. As I said, for a demo. And so I'll probably have it a little bit higher than that, but yeah, I really like that. 4 out of 5, I think it's a fair and solid score. At 5, we're going to get there in the end, 4.04, so only slightly higher than it. This felt like a bit of an unnecessary single, really, because we'd already had it released previously, and then we heard the new version when it was an album, and then they officially called it a single a couple of months later. So it's felt a bit unnecessary, but it is a really great song, and I especially liked what they did with it, with all of the brass and everything. It really took it to another level. So yeah, that is there at 5. You wake up at my side. At 4, we have Easy Now with 4.1. So these are all really close now. These are all very, very tight. Easy Now scores 4.1, is in 4th position. Richard has it as his song of the year, but obviously it's only in 4th. Does it suffer from the fact that it was like the first one to come and then you know, all the other ones that have come later have maybe stuck in people's heads a bit more, or Easy Now is probably more of a skip one because they've heard it too much. I don't know. But yeah, Easy Now is an excellent song. And it's funny, it's one that I tend to skip, or I'll sort of think about skipping, because, you know, I think about that sort of Easy Now, the verse, and I think, oh, that's a bit boring. But then actually, when it kicks in at the end, you know, and that sort of Saw You Up and Down the Lane, But I Don't Know Your Name, all that sort of stuff is, I think, really great. And then that I'll Be There, I Pray For You, I Swear, that's really good. You know, it's a really well-structured song, great melodies. So, yeah, and it's got guitars on it, you know, which is always good. So, yeah, it is actually kind of, it's one I forget how good it is, basically, but it is very good. Into third, we have Roll It Over. So this was another single from Liam's Nebworth album. Roll It Over, the Live at Nebworth 22. Excellent cover version. You know, Liam sings it really well. He's a little bit out of time, to be honest. He's slightly out of time. But that's okay, not a major problem. I really like the guitar work. I mean, everyone, we were talking about this last year, how it was such a big track when Liam brought it back. It's so good that he's choosing something a bit different, not one of the obvious choices from Definitely Maybe or Morning Glory. Great to have something from a later album, and it's brilliant. It's so epic, and especially with that setup like he had with the backing singers and everything, it was great. It worked so well. So yeah, I loved it. It scores 4.15 here, so only just ahead of Easy Now. But yeah, once again, should it be single of the year? You know, we heard it last year, you know, so I don't know if it should have been single of the year, because it's probably, you know, it is great and it is a fantastic version. But yeah, for last year, it was a special thing, not so much for this year. So yeah, understandably, it is in third. So that then gives us a very recent release, which was in second. We have the Abbey Road Sessions. So this was Noel Gallagher. This was two tracks recorded at Abbey Road that's then been released as a single not too long ago, a month or so ago. And that was Master Plan and Going Nowhere. Two Abbey Road sort of recorded sessions. And yeah, really good. I mean, you know, I suppose when you're voting on Twitter, how can you score kind of, you know, when you see, oh, Master Plan and Going Nowhere? Well, obviously you're going to give that a 4 or 5 out of 5 because they're both brilliant songs. But then, well, should they be scoring higher than new songs that came out this year? Because these were just kind of, you know, a rehearsal kind of reworked version of you know, old Oasis classics. Well, he didn't really do a huge amount with them. And the one thing I did mention when we talked about this previously, I was a bit disappointed, is that they didn't have kind of the live brass and strings on them. And these two tracks are massively, you know, important for the brass and strings, as composed and conducted by and arranged by Nick Ingman, who I've interviewed on here. So, you know, so these were like really important elements of those songs, and they're not there. You know, it's covered off by keyboards, which is fine. You know, it's all good. And obviously they were rehearsing for the live tour, which was going to be doing that stuff with keyboards. But it just, I felt that was missing from the, you know, if they were in there, if it had been recorded, you know, like Liam's Unplugged album or whatever, and so then they're doing those strings live, that probably would have moved it up a notch. But yeah, as it was like a good rehearsal footage from, you know, from them playing through, the band playing them really well, Noel singing them really well. The one thing I pointed out, actually, and I think this is great, is the drumming is great. You know, Chris Sharrett really kicks the crap out of these two songs, especially Master Plan. His like fills are amazing. So definitely worth listening out for those. But yes, so the Abbey Road Sessions comes in second at 4.41 out of 5. And then in first place with 4.43 out of 5 is Dead to the World. So Dead to the World was my track of the year. I think if you go back and listen to my review of it, you know, I was really blown away by that song. You know, really, really found it touching, really moving. Every time I've listened to it since, it still has that effect on me. I think it's one of the best things that either of them have done for many, many years. I think it's exceptional. You know, and if this, I'm really sorry that Noel's obviously in a difficult place with his divorce, but if tracks like that, this and the new one just released, you know, if that divorce has really kind of given him this vein of songwriting, well, you know, I'm sorry for him, but it looks like we've been the lucky ones, because it sounds like we've got some great, you know, we had some great stuff on the album. Obviously, there's other tracks on the album I think are really good, like Think of a Number. It's maybe my favourite song on the album. Wasn't a single, so it doesn't count in this ranking. But yeah, that was a really special one for me. But yeah, Dead to the World was my track of the year, and it was your track of the year as well. And to be honest, I am pleased it beat Roll It Over and the Abbey Road Sessions, because, you know, those, you know, I probably do prefer Master Plan over Dead to the World. Roll It Over, maybe probably about equal. But the fact that, you know, we've picked a new song, I think that's the important thing. So, yeah, so there you go. So the track of the year, according to you guys and according to me, is Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, Dead to the World. Okay, so now we have Moment of the Year. So I just put these together myself. And it was funny, after last episode where Richard said that his Moment of the Year was, you know, Noel in those interviews saying, "I fucking dare you. I dare you to call me." So I put that in there. I also put the release of Council Skies, the announcement that Liam will be touring for Definitely Maybe 30th anniversary, and the announcement of the Liam Gallagher, John Squire thing. And Liam Gallagher, John Squire got 22%. Definitely Maybe 30 got 25%. I Dare You to Call Me got 26%. And Council Skies got 27%. So that was fun, I thought. So Council Skies just beat out Noel Daring, Liam, to call him, which was fun. The other one I put as like the wholesome moment of the year, I'd say, was Liam adopting Buttons the dog. That was a big deal. And then the other one for me in terms of the, you know, the thing of the year, for me, it was the AI stuff. You know, I know a lot of people don't like AI. A lot of people didn't like the sort of AI tracks, but I found it really interesting. You know, the AISIS guys doing their thing, getting Liam to sing on it. You know, then getting to hear Liam singing tracks like Full On and tracks like, you know, Soldier Boys and Jesus Freaks, or these different things. You know, we did sort of two or three episodes covering AI type stuff. I found it fascinating. But yeah, I know a lot of you hate it, so I won't blather on about it anymore. But for me, the Oasis AI stuff was probably one of the highlights of the year. But here's the big one then, album of the year. So the four albums I've included here are Council Skies, The Master Plan 25th reissue, Nebworth 22, Liam Gallagher live album, and Andy Bell and Masal, Tidal Love Numbers. So Andy Bell and Masal Tidal Love Numbers got 2%. Which is understandable because probably only 2% of people heard it. Once again, as I said, I think it is a really enjoyable album. I probably listened to it more than I listened to The Master Plan and Nebworth, to be honest, this year. But yeah, 2% for that, understandable. This is the Oasis podcast. It's not like, you know, the ambient electronica podcast. It is a brilliant ambient electronica album, but understandable why the Oasis podcast voters haven't chosen it. In third place, with 24% of the votes, it was Liam Gallagher live at Nebworth. So I was interested to see whether the Parker Monkeys might come out and get this to number one, actually. But obviously it got to number one in the actual charts. But would it be number one album in this poll? And it hasn't. It's coming third with 24%, which I think is fair enough. It was a bit unnecessary, really, and it was the promotion and stuff was very, very minimal. We did that one gig, you know, and there was very little actually promoting it at the time. I think the episode about it was like, Liam's got an album out, you know, it was really not pushed at all. So it sort of came and went for me. I listened to it a few times when it came out, but I don't think it's that amazing. And obviously we'd have the, you know, we'd had other live albums, we'd had the Oasis Nebworth live the previous year and things like that, so it just felt a bit unnecessary. But you know, it's good to have. The vinyl collectors have now got the vinyl, and you know, and it is a document for those that were there, or for those that couldn't be there, it's a document there forever, so that's cool. But yeah, inconsequential. Okay, so that's two left then. We have The Master Plan 25th Anniversary Reissue, and we have Council Skies. So in second place was The Master Plan 25th Anniversary Reissue. And I was pleased about this again because, number one, I think that it's better that it didn't win when it's like a 25-year-old album. And for me, like, they didn't do enough. You know, it wasn't even new mixes. It wasn't new. There was no new tracks. If you go back to the episode I did on it, I actually went through and talked about a whole other album they could have done. You know, other B-sides that could have gone there. Other alternate versions of each of the tracks that have come from live performances. And also, like, you know, you could have had Master Plan Volume 2 with a whole other set of B-sides that were amazing. They could have done so much, and they didn't. They just put out the same album again, put out a different vinyl, put out a bit of merch, which looked pretty crap to me, and that was it, you know. So it was a disappointing release. other than to flog a few bits of vinyl, what was the point really? So yeah, so a bit pointless. And yeah, it came in second here, but I'm pleased it didn't win. And so the winner was Council Skies, 44% of the vote. And yeah, what a great album. You know, what a great album. I've still been going back to it throughout the year. Probably not my album of the year overall. I'd say that Blur probably tipped that, to be honest. I've probably enjoyed the Blur album a little bit more. But Council Skies as an album is really, it really is a great piece of work. The main thing for me that the is the strings. I think the strings are fantastic throughout. The band are great. A collection of really interesting songs. As I said, a lot of them have got that kind of, that sort of divorce, kind of sad breaking up of a marriage sort of thing behind them. Both in like the positive new directions, but also the sad about what's happened. And yeah, and then a couple of the standout tracks, like I said, Dead to the World, and Think of a Number, probably the two that really jump out to me as being really, really special. But yeah, so there we go. That's our album of the year, Council Skies. So there we are. Thank you very much for listening. I just wanted to jump on and just cover these off. We've got good stuff to come in the new year. We want to keep back on with the A to Z. We're still only at H, so we got to get through that. And we will see what the new year holds, whether it's the John Squire, Liam Gallagher stuff. Do we get more stuff from Noel? You know, really exciting to see what is going to happen. Over on Patreon, I'm going to go through our predictions. So if you want to go and check that out, go and check it out on Patreon now as a bonus episode. But other than that, oh, and also this episode here is going to go out on Patreon as like a radio show with full tracks for each of the tracks we've discussed. So if you want to go and check that out, then you can support me from as little as £1 or $1 a month at patreon.com/oasispod. But that'll do it for today. Thank you very much for listening to the Oasis podcast. Most of all, thanks go to the patrons. As you know, you are the best. You can feel free to get in touch, oasispod@gmail.com. Follow over on Twitter at Oasis Podcast. And we'll be back very soon. Happy New Year, everyone. Stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.